Job chapter 42. Job said, "No one can oppose you because you have the power to do what you want. You ask why I talk so much when I know so little. I have talked about things like that are far beyond my understanding. You told me to listen and answer your questions. I heard about you from others. Now I have seen you with my own eyes. That's why I hate myself and sit here in dust and ashes to show my sorrow." The Lord said to Eliphaz, "What my servant Job has said about me is true, but I am angry with you and your two friends for not telling the truth. So I want you to go over to Job and offer 7 bulls and 7 goats on an altar as a sacrifice to please me. After this, Job will pray, and I will agree not to punish you for your foolishness." Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar obeyed the Lord, and he answered Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his 3 friends, the Lord made Job twice as rich as he had been before. Then Job gave a feast for his brothers and sisters and for his old friends. They expressed their sorrow for the suffering the Lord had brought on him, and they each gave Job some silver and a gold ring. The Lord now blessed Job more than ever. He gave him 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 pair of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. In addition to 7 sons, Job had 3 daughters, whose names were Jemima, Keziah, and Kirin Hepuk. They were the most beautiful women in that part of the world, and Job gave them shares of his property along with their brothers. Job lived for another 140 years, long enough to see his great-grandchildren have children of their own. Job lived for another 140 years, long enough to see his great-grandchildren have children of their own. And when he finally died, he was very old.